Welcome to the Senior Zone,
where we connect older adults with the organizations and resources that serve them.
The Senior Zone's goal,
while working with local and national partners,
aims to educate, empower, enlighten, entertain, and engage older adults with the tools and information to stay healthy, happy, and secure.
Great guests, health tips, upcoming events, and useful information.
So get ready to take notes
and have some fun.
It's now time
for the Senior Zone.
Good morning and welcome to the Senior Zone. This is your host, Sean Perry, and I sincerely thank you for listening and supporting the Senior Zone for nearly 4 years now. Just 2 weeks from today, we're going to celebrate our four-year anniversary connecting seniors and those 50 and over with tips and directions to senior programs and services, tools and resources, events and advice, in the hope of improving the quality of life for each older adult, while also creating new conversations and definitions around how we age. Why? Simply because we care. The calling number for today's show is 240-638-5430. That's 240-638-5430. Coming up shortly, have you ever been a victim of Medicare fraud? Well, our first guest, the Senior Medicare Patrol, is here to share how we can better detect, avoid, and prevent Medicare fraud. In our second segment, we're going to discuss your money and how to avoid family conflicts after you have passed on with wealth management expert, Mr. Stan Webb of Dreamcatcher Wealth Management out of Wichita, Kansas. Lastly, as we always do, we'll give our birthday shout outs and provide news and announcements. But before we begin, allow me to thank those that keep us doing what we love to do here on the Senior Zone. And first up is Seabury Resources on Aging, their connector card specifically providing alternative transportation options for D.C. residents. It provides a flexible choice of transportation with a subsidized Visa debit card. For more information on that program, call 202-844-3000. That's 202-844-3000. Next up, Right at Home. Right at Home, they are the leader in the in-home senior care industry. Their trained caregivers provide the best in in-home care for seniors and disabled adults who need some assistance, not all, some assistance to maintain their independence. So if you're looking for the best in in-home care, either for yourself or your loved one, give Right at Home a call. They can be reached at 301-255-0066, 301-255-0066. AARP Legal Counsel for the Elderly. They provide free legal advice, assistance, and referrals to all district residents 60 years of age and older. So folks, whether it's wills, power of attorneys, advanced directives, landlord-tenant disputes, estate planning, and so much more, LCE, they are there for you, and they are there for you at no cost. If you have a need for legal assistance, give them a call at 202-434-2120, 202-434-2120. Last but certainly not least, CareLinx, spelled with an X at the end, L-I-N-X, CareLinx. They are the leading nationwide caregiver marketplace, helping families find in-home caregivers for up to 50% less than traditional agencies, so your loved ones can stay at home for longer. Find the perfect caregiver match on CareLinx.com/Senior Zone. That's CareLinx.com/Senior Zone. We'll be right back after the short break with Ms. Teresa Brownson of LCE, as well as Ms. Darnetta Adams of LCE. An alternative transportation option for Washington, D.C.'s older adults. The Seabury's Connector Card program provides subsidized transportation funds for eligible residents of the District of Columbia through a prepaid Visa debit card. Customers can use the Connector Card to pay for transportation-related expenses, which include but are not limited to taxi services, public transportation fare cards, private transportation services, and intercity bus and rail. Who can apply? D.C. residents age 60 and older. Signing up could not be easier. Contact the Connector Card office at 202-844-3000. That's 202-844-3000. And get your Connector Card now.
Did you know that according to an AARP study, they found that 90% of people over 65 want to age at home? Luckily, finding the best care for your parents doesn't have to break your spirit or the bank. CareLinx is now the leading nationwide caregiver marketplace that helps families find in-home caregivers for up to 50% less than traditional agencies, so your loved ones can stay at home for longer. Whether your parent needs help with personal care, getting to their doctor's appointments, or just companionship, a caregiver can be there when you can't. Find the perfect caregiver match on CareLinks. Listeners can get the first 4 hours of care for free by visiting us online at carelinks.com/seniorzone. CareLinks, spelled C-A-R-E-L-I-N-X, ending with an X. That's 4 hours of free care when you visit carelinks.com/seniorzone.
Good morning. We are back. This is the Senior Zone, and I am your host this beautiful Monday morning, Sean Perry. And with me today is legal counsel for the elderly, their senior Medicare patrol. We have Ms. Teresa Brownson, supervisor of LCE Senior Medicare Patrol, and volunteer coordinator, Ms. Darnetta Adams, here in studio. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Great. Thank you.
Well, you know, we're having the right conversation at the right time. You know, because we are in the midst of the Medicare open enrollment season, as most of our seniors already know. I'm sure they're being besieged with all sorts of direct mail pieces, solicitations to come to presentations and television ads, radio ads, all that kind of stuff. But before we dive into that, any one of you guys, tell our listeners, what is, you know, Senior Medicare Patrol?
Thank you. Senior Medicare Patrol is a federally funded program that educates seniors about fraud, waste, and abuse in healthcare and help them to prevent identity theft. Mm-hmm. There's a Senior Medicare Patrol in every state, including the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and Guam.
Okay. You know, I did not know that. There was one in every state.
Yes.
Okay. Why was it established?
Because the government was losing so much money in healthcare fraud that the Senior Medicare Patrol project was established to combat fraud, waste, and abuse in healthcare, mm-hmm. and recoup some of the $60 billion that's lost in fraud each year.
Wow. You said 60 with a B?
60 with a B.
With a B. Is that current numbers?
Yes. And it could be, and that's just a rough estimate. It could be more.
Yeah. And that affects all of us. When we hear that on the news, you know, Medicare fraud, you know, and for those that are not on Medicare, we think that it doesn't affect us, but it's our tax dollars.
Correct.
That we put in each and every year that's being wasted.
Yes.
Right. So tell us, what are some of the services, you know, that, you know, SMP or Senior Medicare Patrol provides?
Well, what we do is we provide presentations to senior groups, faith-based organizations, and we educate them about ways to prevent fraud, mm-hmm. ways to identify fraud, and ways to report fraud if they happen to see it. And we help them in ways that they can combat identity theft by not just throwing out their personal information in the trash cans.
Yeah. You know, when I speak with seniors and used to in a previous, you know, life, you know, that Medicare card has some, you know, identifying information on it. That red, white, and blue card that our seniors get, if you're listening out there, mm-hmm. it has some identifying information out there. Can you share what's on that card that can be used against them?
Yes, that Medicare card has their Social Security number. Mm-hmm. That Social Security number is used to identify seniors. So if someone gets that number, they can open bank accounts, get credit, go out and use their credit card. They can do a number of things with that number because that's a Social Security number. And you only get one Social Security number. So if something happened to that, then it's up to you to try to figure out how you can get that bad stuff off your credit.
Yeah, people don't realize that it's on there because it has maybe a letter after it or whatnot, mm-hmm. you know, but it's no different than handing out your Social Security card to a stranger by handing over your Medicare card. So protect mm-hmm. that just the same.
Yes.
Right. So let's talk about, we are in this season called the Medicare open enrollment season. Can you share more about that? When did it start? When will it end? And what can one do?
Yes. Thank you, Sean. Medicare open enrollment season begins October 15th and runs through December 7th. And at that time, it runs for 7 weeks and it gives a lot of time to review your choices. And also changes will be effective January 1st.
OK, so those dates again. So our listeners, you know,
October 15th through December 7th is the Medicare open enrollment season.
OK,
and it means you can switch from a Medicare Advantage plan or to a Medicare, original Medicare, or vice versa.
Yeah. Why is it important for folks to understand within this period what they can do and what they can't do in the Medicare, you know, this 7 week period that we're in?
It's important because this is the only time that you can change your Part D coverage. Mm-hmm. Say, for instance, your Part D coverage which is your prescription drugs coverage, you might be paying too much for your medication. The plan you had last year may have gone up. They may not cover your drugs anymore. So you want to look through your plan to make sure they're going to continue to cover all your drugs that you had previously. Mm-hmm. Also, it may not be convenient for you anymore. You may used to go to the corner store to pick up your prescription. Mm-hmm. Now you might have to go across town. Mm-hmm. You might call them and you can't get anyone on customer service. So all those things, you want to make sure that cost is convenient, coverage is convenient, and your customer service is convenient.
You know, you're talking about the C's. I call them. I have five C's that I throw in there. You just added a few of those, you know, C's. What should one consider when choosing a Medicare health plan?
Yes.
You know, and cost is one factor, but it's not the only factor in choosing a health, you know, a healthcare plan. Can you share? Can you expand on it a little bit more? Either one of you guys, on what those, you know, C's are. You just touched on it. Cost, convenience,
and coverage.
And coverage.
Yes.
You know, go ahead.
And you want to make sure that you are not paying more than you need to pay. Mm-hmm. Say, for instance, you may have a health maintenance plan and you can't go to the doctor that you want to go to. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the things you might want to consider. And each year, Medicare sent out a Medicare and You handbook. And in the back of that book, it has all the plans that are being offered in your area. So you want to look through that and make sure it's covering the things that you need.
That is so important because sometimes, a senior will get switched from a plan mm-hmm. to a new plan. Mm-hmm. And it sounds good. Some of the C's may work. The cost mm-hmm. may be convenient, but your doctors aren't in the network.
Right.
And so now you have to switch doctors. And some seniors have been seeing their doctor for 10, 20, 30, 40 years. Mm-hmm. And so it's important that you ask that question. Am I correct?
Correct. Correct.
That your doctors are in the network. What else should they consider in terms of being in the network? You said pharmacy?
Yes. You can't get, if you're in a network, a HMO, you can't get your prescription filled at any store you choose. Mm-hmm. You have to go to the pharmacy that's in that plan.
Yeah. And that's so important because if not, now you may have to travel.
Exactly.
Now you got to factor in transportation.
Yeah.
Just to go get your prescription drug coverage. Another C that I always added in, I just kind of threw in there, Teresa, is care, the quality of care.
Oh, yeah.
Because, Dr. Smith may be in the plan, mm-hmm. but he may not be the best doctor or necessarily the best doctor for you.
Right.
You know, so you want to kind of do your due diligence there to make sure when you're selecting mm-hmm. a primary care physician, that primary care physician is one that's best suited for use. I always throw in that extra C that's in there. So I want to get you in here, Darnetta. Just talk about, we just talked about some of the C's, but if you can, talk about what you do over at the, Senior Medicare Patrol there and how folks can tap into some of the resources through SMP.
Sure. What I do is I coordinate volunteers to go out in the community and work on our mission, mm-hmm. which is to empower and educate Medicare beneficiaries to prevent Medicare and healthcare fraud. And we also empower and educate their family members and caregivers.
Okay.
And the Medicare Patrol is located in the District of Columbia, and we'll be happy to come out to your church, your nursing home, apartment buildings to promote our mission. And that is to educate and empower Medicare and help Medicare and Medicaid beneficiaries.
Yeah, you guys are very visible in the community. I've been in this space for about, 8 or 9 years now, somewhere in that neighborhood. And SMP, it seems like you guys follow me or I follow you, all over the D.C. Area. But, if you haven't had them in your local church or your facility or building, how can those facilities reach out to SMP and schedule a time for you to come out and speak with their older adults and caregivers?
You could call us at our hotline is 202-434-2099, mm-hmm. and you can schedule a group presentation. We also participate in health fairs, and that's the number to call.
Okay. An important question here. What's the cost for those present for you to come out and do a presentation?
It's free.
It's free. See, I want you to say free. I've said it all the time. That's the point of the F word that we'd like to say here on the Senior Zone, which is free.
Yeah. Another thing we want to mention is that, like I said earlier, we're a federally funded program, so we cover all wards in the District of Columbia. Mm-hmm. So we cover wards 1 through 8, and we will travel at our own expense and present to one person or 100 people. So mm-hmm. just Just call that number, 202-434-2099, and we will come out to where you are.
Give that number one more time.
434-2099.
And that's 202 area code there. So we spoke about Medicare. We're in the open enrollment season, which began, as you said, Darnetta, October 15th, runs through December 7th. And in this period, folks can do whatever they want to do with their health plan.
Yes.
They can get out of a plan, go to a new plan. Or as I always say, sometimes no decision is a decision. They can stay right where they are.
Yes.
And doing that is a decision, you know, in itself. So you have some latitude in this window of time. If they have questions about Medicare, do they call the same number?
Yes, they can call 202-434-2099. And we are there to answer whatever question they may have about Medicare. Okay. It doesn't have to be open enrollment for them to call us.
Gotcha. Yes, that's a good point. You know, it doesn't have to be within this 7-week window that we're in. You can call them year round. There. Let's switch gears just a little bit and talk about more about fraud, because I'm always, you know, when I hear fraud, if I'm sitting at home watching television and I hear of it or just hear it in passing, you know, it brings up something in me. I get pissed. Use a word. I don't know if that's politically correct or not, but I just get pissed when I hear people being taken advantage of, particularly our older adults, our vulnerable, our frail, our elderly. What advice would you give, you know, those that are listening, how to prevent themselves from becoming a victim of identity fraud, Medicare fraud, any type of fraud?
Well, the best way is to not give out any personal information to anyone other than your doctor or your pharmacy. Mm-hmm. Medicare would never call you on the phone. The IRS will never call you on the phone. Most government agency will not call you on the phone asking for personal information. So if they were to call you, we would want you to take their number and report them to us, because I don't know whether they heard, but that the IRS scam, the Department of Justice just brought down 60 people that were doing that IRS scam. Mm-hmm. So whenever there's a call over your phone and you get the number, report it, because if you never tell anyone, then we can't catch the bad guys. Mm-hmm. So don't keep whatever's happening to you to yourself. Yeah. Make sure you report it.
And if they don't know, they can always call here on the senior zone and I can direct them over to the senior Medicare patrol, and you guys can kind of direct them, right?
Correct.
You know, play quarterback, you know, there. So you mentioned the IRS scam. Are there any other type of scams that you hear out there?
Yes, there's a big one that's geared towards seniors called the grandparent scam.
What is that?
That's a scam where they call a senior late at night and pretend to be a grandchild in trouble. And they want them to wire some money to get them out of trouble. But the first thing they said, don't tell mom and dad because I'll get in trouble. Mm-hmm. So then they play on the sympathy of the grandparent. They call them at a time when they think they are maybe asleep. And so they're not really, really.
They don't have their mind right.
Exactly. Yeah. And they tell them to go to the, get a debit card and wire the money to them. And that's one of the biggest scams that are going towards grandparents.
I say this, and I've said this before, probably ad nauseum. You know, if anyone is calling you trying to get in your purse or your wallet, you know, and you didn't reach out to them, just hang up. If you have to be rude, be rude.
Exactly.
You know, be nice, you know, when possible. But if you have to be rude, you know, be rude. Just hang up.
But one of the things we found, that a lot of seniors live alone and they're lonely and they love to talk. Mm-hmm. And the scammers have, I call it a scam school, where they learn to be charming and friendly and kind.
Very professional.
Yes. So, and if you're a senior that's, you know, haven't talked to anyone in a long time, and they know they have some your information, like, hello, Mr. Perry, how are you? I saw you the other day at the grocery store. And so they use those things to build trust, and then they scam you.
Yeah. Before they've called you, they've done their homework to try to, you know as much about you as possible, so that you feel endeared to them.
Exactly.
You develop that trust, and then, you know, they take you for all that you have. And it doesn't have to be much to put a senior, you know, in harm's way, you know.
And another thing, you don't have to be a senior to be scammed. I've been scammed before. Most people have and won't say anything about it. But the most important thing is to report it, to tell someone.
Yeah. And you're absolutely right. And that is so true. And I should be sensitive to that. But when you rob a senior, they're on a fixed income. They don't have the ability to recoup those losses.
Yeah.
You know, you really, really hurt a senior. So I'm doing the best I can here, Teresa, on that. To keep our older folks and our older adults, you know, safe when and where possible. Any last remarks? I mean, time has flown. We have about another minute before I have to let you guys go.
Well, I would like to say that any senior that need to talk to someone about healthcare fraud, identity theft, or any healthcare issues, to give us a call at 202-434-2099. And we talk to seniors one-on-one. Everything that they say to us is confidential. Okay. So call 202-434-2099.
One last question. Oh, go ahead, Donella.
I also want to add that our program is a volunteer-based program. Mm-hmm. We're always looking for volunteers. Our program is based off of three paid staff persons, and it's daunting for us to try to reach an estimate of 88,000 Medicare beneficiaries. And if you're interested in volunteering, we're always looking. You can call us at 202-434-2099.
I like that. Real quick for our Maryland listeners or Virginia listeners, I mean, you may not know, you know, the S&Ps in those areas, but can they call you and you can direct them to the,
most definitely. If you call that 202-434-2099, mm-hmm. and we can give you the number in Maryland and Virginia. Okay. Like I said, there's an S&P in every state.
All right. Well, I thank you for doing what you're doing. We've been speaking with Ms. Darnetta Adams of Senior Medicare Patrol, as well as Ms. Teresa Brownson of Senior Medicare Patrol as well. Thank you. I look forward to having you guys back again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
Keep the fight up out there. Find the bad guys. All right. Up next, we're going to be talking with wealth management expert, Mr. Stan T. Webb. We're going to talk about your money and how to avoid family conflicts. Coming up right after this short break.
I had money problems for several months and couldn't pay my rent. I explained the situation to my landlord, but he still says he's going to evict me. Is there anything I can do?
I gave out my personal information to someone over the phone who promised to lower my mortgage rate. I wish I hadn't fallen for that trick. Does that mean I'll lose my house?
Sadly, not having the resources for representation is a common reason many seniors are unable to protect themselves. For 40 years, Legal Counsel for the Elderly has been providing free legal services for D.C. seniors who can't afford their own. If you or someone you know is a D.C. resident 60 or older who needs legal help, please visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly. We're here to defend the rights of D.C. seniors because everyone is entitled to lawful benefits and fairness in the justice system. Visit aarp.org/LCE or call 202-434-2120. Legal Counsel for the Elderly is a nonprofit charitable affiliate of AARP.
Right at Home is a special kind of company for seniors and others who need care at home. We start with a full assessment of a person's situation. Then we create a customized plan and match up a caregiver.
We take them from disconnected to connected.
Our professionals help with basic tasks like preparing meals or medication monitoring. We provide support and transportation to doctor's visits and social events.
They become involved instead of uninvolved.
We'll take them where they want to go and help them keep doing the things that they enjoy.
With us, care is consistent, not inconsistent.
And every Right at Home caregiver is reliable, trained, and background checked.
So you can go from uncertain to certain.
It's the right care. Right at Home. Call Right at Home at 301-255-0066. We'll set up a free in-home consultation at your convenience. That's 301-255-0066.
Good morning. We are back. This is the Senior Zone. I am your host, Sean Perry, and with me today is Mr. Stan Webb, and we're going to be talking about your money specifically and how you can avoid family conflicts after they have passed on. Are you there, Stan?
Hey, been fine. Thank you for having me on today.
I am doing fine. And thank you for coming on to the Senior Zone. Before we jump into our conversation, Stan, let me better or properly introduce you to our listeners. Wealth management expert Stan Webb is a certified fund specialist and certified senior advisor who has more than 30 years experience helping clients manage their finances. He is also the CEO of Dreamcatcher Wealth Management. He runs Elder Care Channel of Wichita, Kansas, which helps families confront the many challenges of caring for their aging loved ones through resources and information on needs like senior housing, retirement homes, home health care, elder law specialist, and so much more. He has also taught weekly finance classes at his local senior citizen home for the past 20 years. He is an expert at helping people navigate the tricky waters of money, family, and the legacy they leave behind. Stan, thank you for doing what you're doing out there in Kansas.
Hey, you're, you know, very welcome. I'm glad to do it. There's always people in need, and, you know, helping seniors is, even though I'm much closer to one, and some people even call me one now, but, you know, there's people in need, and, you know, you try to share what you know and help others, and that's been my philosophy my entire life.
Yeah, you know, when, you know, senior is not a bad word. You know, we grow up, we want to be a senior in high school. We want to move into senior management if we're in corporate America. You know, but all of a sudden, when you get a few gray hairs on your head, you know, now it's taboo to be a senior. We got to call ourselves older adults and be more politically correct. I love the word senior, Stan.
Hey, nothing wrong with it at all, because everyone would say, well, how do you know when you are a senior? I said, when you say you are.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I want to talk about several things with you today. You know, first and foremost, you know, talking about money and how to avoid those family conflicts that many of us have experienced. Also, if we have some time left, talk about, you know, elder fraud. You know, again, we just spoke about it with my previous guest. You know, what to look out for and how to talk with our aging loved ones about it. And then any documents, you know, that one should have ready to leave behind for their loved ones when that time does come for us to pass on after this life. But before we do that, Stan, tell us a little bit more about yourself and about, you know, Dreamcatcher Wealth Management that you are the CEO of.
Well, you know, my entire life I've been building it to, you know, to give back. And Dreamcatcher Wealth Management, just because in the legal world, you have to have so many different entities that can do different things. That is the company that actually I'm able to give advice back to people through. Either that, or one thing we didn't mention is I also have a nonprofit, the Minerva Foundation for Financial Literacy, that I give classes for people all around the country. As a matter of fact, I've been in Washington, D.C. there working with someone else on with the high school project there.
Okay. What high school?
Friendship Collegiate Academy. I think that's off the top of my head.
It doesn't ring a bell to me, but that could be true. I'm not sure. I haven't heard of that school before, but that's okay. That's beside the point.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. So that's what you do there. Real quick, Dreamcatcher. That's a catchy name. No pun there, but where'd that name come from? Dreamcatcher.
Well, actually, a very good friend of mine said that, you know, that is what I should name my company. Reason being is that's really what I help them do, whether they're, you know, the grandchild of a client of mine or whether they're a senior. Everyone still has dreams that they're trying to hold on to or to capture. And I do a little bit more than an average, say, financial guy who just, you know, wants to show you a nice graph and take care of your money. I get into the personal aspect of, I guess it's like coaching, where I try to coach people through life when it has to do with their money. And if you think about it, most things in life has some tie to money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whether you're going into, you know, senior services, or, you know, or whether you're going into a retirement home, or, you know, death, life, fraud. Everybody wants your money. We have to spend most of our time either trying to make more or try to protect it from those that want to take it from us.
Yeah, yeah. It seems, you know, that at every turn, there's always someone trying to get their hand in either a lady's purse or into a man's wallet. It seems to be a fact of life, at least in my experience.
So true. So yeah. True. I run into that all the time. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, we spoke about, you know, at least I mentioned that we're going to talk about, you know, people's money and tying that to avoiding, you know, family conflicts when one passes on. You hear these stories all the time, brothers and sisters and you know, the ex-spouse with the new spouse and all this kind of stuff. People fighting over a deceased's you know, money. What can we do to avoid that?
Well, you know, in the 30 years, I've seen this with my own clientele. I've had the kids come and try to finagle ways to get money. But actually, one of the things that after we're gone, that people are going to fight about is going to be personal items. So there's two things that you can do. And on the personal items, before we get into the, you know, financial items
themselves.
You're talking
stuff, right? Things, right?
Yeah, just stuff, whether it's, you know, it's grandma's chest, you know, or whether it's, you know, the rocking chair, you know, the jewelry, you know, they have worth, but they're not typically covered by the will. And people fight over those things. I saw it even in my own family, where one of the kids went and put major scratches on a piece of furniture because they weren't going to get it. Mm. It's silly. That was like, you know, my grandmother's side. But on personal items, two basic things to remember. Give it away while you're alive, or if you don't have a will, get a will. But you can actually name those items in your will, even if it's an attachment page, and say, as of now, I want this, this, and this to go to these certain people. And by doing that, it will save a lot of grief, because over the years, you know, if we live to be 70, 80 years old, 90 years old, we've probably told two or three people they can have that item. Mm-hmm. And what happens is, when you die, they all remember that. And I have seen families not speak to each other over an item that wasn't valued more than $500. Yeah. So get an attorney, make sure that it's written down, or give it away. That alone will save a lot of conflict. The other thing is that if you have financial instruments, whether it's life insurance, bank accounts, checking accounts, things like that, make sure that your beneficiary is up to date, as is your will, because money will pass by the legal way, which means if you have a joint account with a grandchild or a child, which is not recommended. Mm-hmm. But, you know, make sure that where you want them to go, it is up to date. Now, we'll talk about fraud and what happens and how people try to get, you know, people to change names on things, but don't do it. You have to write it down. If you want it to happen, write it down. One other thing, and then I'll hush, you know, and let you, you know, maybe ask questions. But if there's, say, you have a spendthrift in the family, if you have three children, typically one can't quite get it together, and they may blow through your money even quicker than the national average. You know what? You've probably heard this, that the national average of your inheritance being spent, your life savings is 6 to 9 months.
Wow. So in other words, what you've saved up and worked for over a lifetime, the beneficiaries or whoever inherits that those assets will spend through it within 6 to 9 months?
That's the national average. The longest survey I ever saw was a year. And I've seen it. I have had beneficiaries call up me because, say, I had a client that died, and they weren't even to the funeral home, and their son had already called wanting to find out how soon they could get the money because they had already bought a car worth $250,000.
Wow.
Because they had already spent most of the entire inheritance on a car before they were even, you know, buried.
And the car was worth half of it the minute they drove it off the lot.
Yes.
A depreciating asset.
Yes. You see where it's going.
Yeah. No, but what you're saying is very important, you know, and I want to say, you know, I think what prevents a lot of people from getting their affairs in order is we think that, or many think that they have to have some estate. Like a estate seems like a very rich, powerful, you know, where like you have to have a lot of money, but that is not true. And we have resources, you know, one of our previous guests, they provide, counseling on, you know, wills and power of attorneys and how to get your affairs in order. So there are resources available even for those that are of minimal means, lower income as well. Would you say, do you find that to be true?
Absolutely. You know, the saying that I've always had, it doesn't matter what you have, it's all you have. And there are a lot of resources out there available to people. And it's so great that, you know, a show like yours help people look into the community for resources that are available for seniors, whether it's legal, you know, financial, all of these things. There's resources out there. And you know, it's just finding people that they can trust and resources that are available, because many people, I think, they don't know where to go, or if they do know where to go, they're afraid to go, you know, so it's great. The resources, you know, like your guest before, wonderful, wonderful assets that, I mean, people can pull from their knowledge, their experience, and all their resources.
Yeah. Let's switch gears just a little bit, Stan. I see that you are the founder of an organization called Elder Care Channel of Wichita. Can you share more about what that organization does?
Yes, it is. It is a website that we give free listings to anything elder care. So anything in my area in particular, they have a listing on my website, and then I go and interview them so that we can put up educational articles about different senior services, whether it's a knee surgeon or whether it's an elder law attorney, mm-hmm. whether it's home health care, you know, it could be retirement villages. It could also be senior services, because here we have, you know, senior services just like the, everywhere in the country. And, you know, what do they do? How do they do it? How do you contact them? So it's making free resources available anywhere around the country. There's, I think there's about 45 networks around the country that have elder care channels. So just type in, if they're web savvy, type in elder care channel, and you will find 45 different cities right now that has free resources. And many times when a loved one needs care, it may be the children that are Googling to try to help get care for their loved one, because they still don't live in the same city as their loved one.
Yeah. I mean, and you're absolutely right. And it's part of the reason why, you know, the Senior Zone was founded nearly 4 years ago. We found that there was just an informational gap between well-intended, good people, you know, organizations that just weren't connecting with the people that they were trying to get in front of. And I thought I could just, you know, add my, you know, half a penny to that equation to make it better. Because there are just a wealth of resources that are available out there, and at either no cost or very, very minimal cost, to get things like your wills and power of attorneys and, you know, advanced directives and all that sort of stuff, and much, much more, you know, that's out there. So I want to thank you for what you're doing with the Elder Care Channel of Wichita. I understand that you have volunteered at your local senior center there in Wichita for nearly the past, you know, 20 years or so, you know, talking about financial topics. That's a big issue in and of itself. But one main issue in particular, and I'm talking about fraud today, is elder fraud. Can you share some of the ways that you've seen people become a victim of elder fraud and what we need to look out for?
Well, we would have to have a couple of shows to go through all the variations, because fraud, it's a big deal. But, you know, when it comes to fraud, there's the number one fraud on seniors is from family members. Someone and close. That is amazing. And I have actually seen it. I have actually had to call in authorities, because I am the eyes and ears of a lot of my clients, you know, and whether I help them, you know, through the senior center or, you know, it doesn't matter. But if I see irregular things going on that's in a client's account, or they keep calling and asking for money, they need to cash in more of their IRA, then it's my job to say, hey, why do you need this? What's going on? And I hate to say it, but dozen times or more, we've had to get into the middle and get the, I guess you'd say, the legal people involved to protect them, because they had a child living with them that just kept sucking money out of them and got them to change their name on accounts. And you
change the beneficiary and all sorts of things. I was just with the Maryland Attorney General about a week, maybe a week and a half or so ago, and I had a moment of his time to talk with him, and then I listened to his presentation. And you're absolutely right. Within his presentation, he mentioned that 60% of elder fraud happens from someone that is close to that senior, either a son, a daughter, a relative, or their caregiver.
Yes, that would be the other gap in there. The caregiver gets close and does the same thing. Yes.
Yeah. So what documents, I think I'm skipping over a little bit here. How can we have that conversation, with our loved one and family about, elder fraud and keeping them safe? What other starter, conversation points that you would begin with?
Well, the things that you want to try to do is to never give cash. Don't do any. And with a loved one, they may not call you, but many times they do. They'll call you and ask for money. If someone's asking for money over the phone, typically don't do it, but ask more questions. Mm-hmm. And then, I'm trying to keep it short and simple. But there's just so many things that's out there. But with family, start the conversation. Who your power of attorney is, your financial power of attorney is huge. And many attorneys would probably also recommend that you have a backup power of attorney that just kind of keeps an eye on the first one, because we may not set out to become a crook, mm-hmm. but something happens and spouses and, once it starts, it's hard to stop.
It is. Wonder and I have a question with, once you have your affairs in order and you have these documents, where would you suggest placing these documents? Would you give a backup copy to someone? So when that time comes, someone can access those documents and know just, what your intent, was when you were alive, other than through your attorney, because you may not know who Sean Perry's attorney is.
Yeah, and that's very true. There's the pros and cons, and some families don't mind sharing information before they pass, and others don't. And what I have always recommended is, if you don't want to give them a copy of the will, you don't want them to know your entire life, what you need to do is to let them know where they can be found. And you should have a safe deposit box where you would keep, say, the five most important documents. Mm-hmm. It is good to give a copy of the will to a loved one. If it's a power of attorney, living will, those things you should automatically give to someone else, because you're not going to be the one making the decisions, and people are going to want to know who that important person is. Okay. If it's the will or trust, and a list of your assets, whether it's life insurance, whether it's checking accounts, savings accounts, all of that should be on one list and put in one central place, like a lockbox, so that people can access that and be able to take care of you quicker in case something happens.
Yeah, good advice. I'm going to switch gears a little bit, because I see that you wrote a book called Optimize Your Wealth, Your Personal Guide to Enhancing, Protecting, and Sustaining Generational Wealth. Share more about that book and why you wrote it. We have about 3 minutes, Stan.
Okay. Hey, thank you for that. I wrote it to share some of the things that I've seen in my 30 years of how people have great intentions when it comes to leaving their estate. And their estate is whatever it is. It doesn't matter if it's $50 or, $50 million. But people forget that their family may not be the ideal thing. They don't know enough about maybe who they're giving to. So there's just, you want to protect what you own. Some people always want to make money, but you need to make it, but you need to protect it. And then if you want to enhance so that you can make a difference in someone's life or a charity's life when you die, you need to do it responsibly. And you need to hire or get resources to get a team on your side to help you so that your wishes come true. We live all our life and want to leave something. And if we want to make sure that what's left is what we want, we need to take some precautions to make sure it's done properly, because many people just think that their kids are going to do the right things or their, family, and they may try, but it may not come out that way. Most do not.
That is so true. Where can people find and access your book?
Well, they can get it, the usual places, Amazon, some of the bookstores carry it. They can go to my website, which is dreamcatcherwealthmanagement.com, and order it from there as well.
That's a long website. So it's dreamcatcherwealthmanagement.com, dreamcatcherwealthmanagement.com. And you can find Stan Webb's book, Optimize Your Health, your personal guide to enhancing, protecting, and sustaining generational wealth. I don't have that generational wealth, so it's going to start with me, Stan, and then I have to pass it on. I don't have a silver spoon in my background at all, so that legacy has to start here. But I want to thank you for doing what you're doing out in Wichita, Kansas. We're on the same team trying to protect our seniors, and I applaud you for what you've been doing for the past 20 years in teaching, older adults, seniors, whatever you want to call them, how to safeguard, their finances out there in Wichita, Kansas. So thank you so very much. And thank you for coming on to the Senior Zone.
Hey, thank you so much, Sean, for having me on. And I wish all yourself and your listeners the very best.
You're a friend of the Senior Zone now, Stan. You can come back anytime.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
All right. Thank you so very much. Before I go to our next break, there's one announcement I want to make right now. There is the annual prayer for the nation candlelight vigil. It's happening this Sunday, November 6th at 4 p.m. So attend the annual prayer for the Nation Candlelight Vigil at the original Rankin Chapel on Howard University campus this Sunday, November 6th at 4 p.m. I believe their keynote speaker will be Pulitzer Prize winning Washington Post columnist Colbert King. You don't want to miss it. It's at the Rankin Chapel this Sunday, November 6th at 4 p.m. We'll be right back after this short break. Here is Ain't No Stopping Us Now.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to my old friend, David Armand Johnson. Turns 53 today, October 31st, from Washington, D.C. Next up is Council Member Jack Evans, 63 today as well, October 31st, from Washington, D.C. He represents Ward 2, I believe. Miss Talora Jones, she's the young one today, 51. Her birthday is tomorrow, November 1st, from Clinton, Maryland. Thank you for listening, Miss Jones. Miss Selena Sandlin is 65, Medicare eligible, the red, white, and blue card, on Thursday, November 3rd. She lives in Waldorf, Maryland. Thank you for listening down there in Charles County, Miss Sandlin. Miss Nyla Mentor is 71 on Thursday as well, November 3rd. Over near Andrews Air Force Base, Maryland. I believe that's the Camp Springs area. I know that for a fact. Miss Patricia Curley is 78 on Friday, November 4th, from Southwest D.C. Thank you for listening, Miss Curley. I believe I made mention of your birthday last year. Miss Althena Booker is the Big 8-0, Saturday, November 5th, from Northwest D.C. Happy birthday to you, Miss Booker. Miss Trudy Lockwood is 69 on Saturday, November 5th, from Springfield, Virginia. Thank you for listening and happy birthday to you, Miss Trudy Lockwood. Mr. Haywood Bonds, I like that name, Haywood Bonds, 86, Sunday, November 6th, from Kettering, Maryland. And last but not least, my good friend, Mr. John Days, up in New York City, Harlem, to be more specific, is 64 on Sunday, November 6th. To have your birthday or notable event, wedding anniversary, etc., graduation dates, you can email us here at the Senior Zone, info@theseniorzone.com. That's info, I-N-F-O, at theseniorzone.com, and I'll make sure to get you plugged in. In news and announcements, we've learned earlier in the show that we are now in the midst of the Medicare enrollment season, which, as you learn, runs from October 15th through December 7th. So if you have a Medicare card, you've most likely been besieged with direct mail pieces, invites to attend seminar presentations. I'm certain, because I have, I've seen them on TV, that you've been just besieged with television ads as well. Before making any enrollment decision, I strongly suggest that you contact your local SHIP office, that State Health Insurance Program office, or you can contact our friends that were here today at Legal Counsel for the Elderly. In D.C., that number is, get a pen, folks, and that number is 202-994-6272, 202-994-6272. In Prince George's County, that number is 301-265-8450, 301-265-8450. And lastly, Montgomery County, that number is 301-590-2819, 301-590-2819. If you missed that, you can always contact us here at The Senior Zone. Again, info@theseniorzone.com. Wherever you're listening, folks, don't forget to exercise your right to vote and vote early if possible. Also, while you're out voting early, maybe even doing some shopping, go ahead and get your flu shot. 90% of the 24,000 deaths each year are of our seniors. So make sure you get your shot and get it soon. Please do so. Next Wednesday, November 9th, from 1:30 to 2 p.m. at the White Oak Senior Center in Silver Spring, Maryland. Learn better ways and gain different techniques to help you sleep better through the night. I certainly need that as well. You will wake up totally refreshed and ready for the day. For more information on this presentation, call 240-777-6944. 240-777-6944. On Thursday, November 10th, that's not this Thursday, next Thursday, November 10th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., join us, the Senior Zone, for its post-election midday gala at the Chateau Lounge in Northeast D.C. Live entertainment, food and dance, and so much more. Bring your friends, call your family members, share this with your coworkers. Tell everybody you know to meet us at the newly renovated Chateau Lounge at 11 a.m. next Thursday, November 10th. It's a surefire good time. My good buddy Captain Fly will be the MC. It's open to the public. For tickets and information, call 202-351-9000. 205-3202-351-7053. As I do each and every week, benefitscheckup.org. You got to go check out this website, folks. It screens for more than 2,000 public and private benefit programs that include help with prescription drugs, heating bills, housing and rent, food, legal services, Medicare costs, tax relief, in-home services, veterans benefits, employment and volunteer opportunities, and so much more. Screenings are confidential, and this service is absolutely free. Go to www.benefitscheckup.org to find out what benefits that you might be eligible to receive. The DC Office on Aging, one of their newest programs, I announce this every week as well, it's called Safe at Home, and it promotes aging in place for older adults who are 60 years of age and older, as well as persons living with a disability, 18 to 59, by offering up to $10,000 in home accessibility grants that reduce the risk of falls and reduce barriers that limit mobility. To get more information or to begin the application process, call the Safe at Home program at 202-638-0050, 202-638-0050. For our Maryland folks, if you live in Maryland and you're looking for information and assistance about long-term services that allow individuals to remain at home and plan for their future needs, then the Maryland Access Point. The Maryland Access Point is your answer. The Maryland Access Point is the gateway for older adults and individuals with disabilities. For more information, call 844-627-5465. 844-627-5465. Again, to have your announcements or event mentioned here on the Senior Zone, you can reach us at info@theseniorzone.com. Be sure to join us next Monday here on the Senior Zone for another informative show. Until then, don't change that dial. The Discover Your Why radio show with Dr. Eve Taylor is up next. We love you.
Be sure to join us on our next broadcast.
Until then,
live simply,
love generously,
care deeply,
speak kindly,
and leave the rest to God.
Have a wonderful week, and God willing, the Senior Zone will be here for another informative and entertaining hour next Monday morning at 10 a.m.